another update of Skype, and this time it didn't even, it must have updated overnight.
And right.
It couldn't find, could you hear me the first time?
I could hear you fine.
I couldn't hear anything from you. Nothing.
Interesting.
But now it's all set for the time being.
Can't you arrange for that to happen? Well, it did happen overnight.
Yeah, but it should get back to the right settings. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, really, it shouldn't change your settings at all.
No, it's Skype. It's, you know, it really ticks me off. That's the way things work.
It sure is. And the way the weather works is another front coming in. Sun and clouds, it gets more humid, low 80s. I did not put in a shower, but there could be a shower late today or early tonight. And then behind that front, partly cloudy in the low 50s tonight, partly cloudy, 65 to 70 Friday, sunny to partly cloudy Saturday, 70. We'll have some sun, it'll be more humid Sunday. There is the chance of a shower, low 80s. And Columbus Day Monday, kind of hazy, humid, around 80 degrees, and a shower or a thunderstorm, especially during the afternoon. So really not terrible. And, temperatures will continue above normal.
And the clocks aren't going to go back till November this year, right?
I think they go back November every year, right?
Yeah, but it's normally right after Halloween. But I think it's like November 4th this year or something like that. You know, it's normally right after Halloween or around Halloween.
Let's see, we could find that out.
No, somebody posted the stupidest thing on Facebook yesterday.
November 4th.
Yeah, somebody posted, remember, clocks go ahead on November 11th. Clocks go ahead. No, it's spring forward and fall back.
Fall back.
Bozo.
Yeah, really.
This is what people need on Facebook, some more wrong information.
Really, and November 11th, no less, too.
Yeah, unbelievable. Even though probably, I hate to say this, but probably 3/4 of the people out there don't know what November 11th is anymore. So,
that's Armistice Day, right?
Yeah, well, Armistice Day. Yeah, people just you know, what? It happens. Time marches on, Pat.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I don't see any ominous weather, but remember, was I telling you yesterday that I didn't like the way next weekend looked?
Yeah.
I still don't. And I still see something tropical coming out of the Gulf, a front coming in from the west, stalling, and basically setting up a bowling alley for moisture from anything tropical in the Gulf to come our way. Oh. And that would be by... very late next week or the weekend.
All right. This is what we need, more rain around here.
I know.
They found yesterday a sad morning this morning. Last week, a car went into the Housatonic River.
I remember you telling me that.
They finally found the body yesterday of German Perez. So we sent our condolences out to his family. A mile south of where the accident happened. But you know, Pat, we talk about this all the time. Out here in the hinterlands, we have volunteers. And our fire departments are amazing. The state police, of course, have their teams. But we also have a swift water rescue team that is manned by local volunteers. And all these people out on the river, people don't understand how dangerous it really is. The river, when it's flowing fast, it doesn't look as dangerous as it is. But it's so you give these people all the credit in the world, and they did the job till they found the body, which was really just our thanks go out to all those people who do that type of work.
Yeah, really.
But anyway, getting away from that, some more people commented about the peppermint. There's a bunch of peppermint products out there you can buy to keep mice away now. A ton.
Yep.
The tidal wave has hit, Pat. Of stuff for.
And I've been doing that for how long, right?
Yeah. You started the peppermint what last year?
Oh no, before that.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, yep. It's.
So that's good. Okay, yeah. Good. So, well, obviously it works.
Well, the more and more people are using it, absolutely.
Yeah, so it works.
So we've got a great weekend for the Salisbury Fall Festival, for the Pine Plains Fall Festival. We've got some concerts this weekend. The Black Bear concert in Goshen, Connecticut, the fairgrounds this weekend. All outdoor events that are all going to have great weather.
It should be. I don't really see too much in the way of wet weather. Again, our only problem will be cloud cover. And it would be nice to have, you know, just nothing but sunshine, but that will not be the case.
All right. So anyway. You know, now I'm looking at my levels here, Pat, and your levels are low. Unbelievable.
So now what are you?
I have no idea. I have no idea why your levels, your playback levels, are so low. None whatsoever. This has stymied me. So I have to look at this when we're done.
Okay.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow, and hopefully I'll get a hold of you in time.
Okay, well, that'll be a good day. It's Friday. Have a good one, Marshall.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Right. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.